There is news today for people who take asthma drugs. An advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration gave mixed reviews to a popular class of those drugs. The committee says that two of the four drugs should not be used to treat asthma. Two others, the committee says, are okay to use. NPR's Joanne Sorburner is here to explain. And Joanne, let's start with the drugs themselves. Which drugs are we talking about?
There are four drugs. They're known as long-acting beta agonists, and they're called Cerevent, Foradil, Symbicort, and Advair. They're meant only for serious cases when other drugs just aren't enough, but they're very widely used. Advair is the most popular one, and that's used by 4 million people.
So why did the committee say that two of the drugs are okay and two aren't?
Well, they work in different ways. The first two drugs, Cerevent and Foradil, they just do one thing. They relax the muscles around the airways and the lungs, and that's one of the things that happens during asthma. Those muscles seize up. The other two drugs, Advair and Symbicort, they have a second drug in them that does a second thing. It reduces inflammation, which is also bad in an asthma attack. Now, a number of studies show that when you use the two drugs at once, it's much better. So if you're using one of the single drugs, then the suggestion is you add a second drug that does that second thing of reducing inflammation. And a lot of the people on the committee thought, you know what, it's better for people to take it all in one than you know that they get that second drug.
A lot of questions have been raised in the course of this process. What are the real issues here?
Whether they cause more asthma exacerbations and hospitalizations and death. There were some studies of the single-acting drugs that suggested that there could be more hospitalizations and deaths with them. And, of course, that's not something you want in a drug that you're using to treat asthma. Studies of the other two drugs are pretty clear that they are beneficial. And, you know, one of the issues was those first two drugs being used alone. There's some dramatic anecdotes to people dying holding those drugs in their hands because they were thinking that they were fast-acting drugs. They're actually not. They're long-acting drugs that need to be taken daily.
It sounds like it's very hard to figure out whether these drugs are helpful or harmful. Why is it so complicated?
Because asthma is a really complicated disease. What you really need to do a clean study that's clear is to have a lot of people with the same disease. And from person to person, asthma can vary. Within one person, it can get worse, it can get better. And then what you do is you take this clean group of people and give half of them one drug and see how it works. But people with asthma are often on other drugs. They may not be on other drugs when they should be on other drugs. It's hard to tell what they're taking. Sometimes they don't take daily medication because they're feeling fine. So it gets very messy. And the numbers are low. The numbers of problems are low, which makes statistics very difficult. In one study, for example, that did show deaths in the group, it was 13 deaths among 13,000 people. It's a pretty low number. Another issue is how we do drug studies in this country. For the most part, they're done by the drug companies, and a lot of people would like to see them done by the government or someone else so that the results are very clear and that the studies are done comparatively.
The two drugs that were approved today, is this going to mark the end of all the safety questions attached to these drugs?
No. The committee is asking for more research. They were especially worried that a lot of research hadn't been done in kids. It used to be that research was always in adults. They've just started recently in the last few years looking at kids, and a lot of kids have asthma, so it's especially important to get those studies done.
That's NPR's Joanne Sorburner. Joanne, thanks so much.
Thank you.